First question goes to Aaron Portsline. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hey, Jack, how good did that goal feel? And tell me your thought process when you see two Carolina defenders back. What gave you the instinct there to push forward and try to...
Just all open ice. We're trying to move the puck north and try to make a play at the net.
Yeah. You took it off your left skate and through. Were you surprised to get through clear with it as you did?
Yeah, a little bit. But once it was back on my stick, I knew where I needed to go.
Yeah, is that one of Jack Roslovic's more attractive NHL goals, would you say?
Probably, yeah.
Thanks.
Okay. Next, we'll go to Jacob Myers. Go ahead, Jacob.
Jack, when Torch shortens the bench there in the second and then the third period, is that kind of a sign to all of you that either it's going to be a great individual effort or all of you just kind of need to, I guess, pick it up a notch?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he does it for a reason, so we know that it can happen at any time, and if you're not on your game and if you're not playing hard, then, you know, it happens. And, you know, he's going to scramble lines. He's not afraid to do it. You've seen him do it for a while now, I'm sure. But you know what? I think he just finds the guys that are going and are working hard and, you know, going to make the team better.
In Winnipeg, when Patrick was benched, I'm not sure if it happened, but what did you just see kind of a response from him and what you know about him, what do you expect as a response from that?
Well, I know he's probably going to be one of the best players next game, if not the best. So, you know, he's a tough kid. He's going to bounce back hard and, I think they'll squash whatever they have and it'll be behind us.
Thanks.
Okay. Next we'll go to, Denny Kapp. Go ahead, Denny.
Hey, Jack, you get a chance to come home, and just in your sixth game with the team, you're able to put forth a game winner. Can you just kind of to put into words how special this is for you to be able to do this so soon with your new team?
Yeah, you know, it's been a great opportunity for me, and I just want to come in here and help this team. You know, it's kind of just, you know, the cherry on top that it's at its home. So, you know, we wanna win, and I want to win, so I want to do the best that I can personally to help this team achieve you know, our goals.
Okay. Next we'll go to Sean Dunnigan. Go ahead, Sean.
Jack, you look like you had a lot of confidence with that move you put off. Is that something you've practiced before that you knew you could pull off in a game or in a practice or anything like that?
No. I mean, you know, I've practiced wilder stuff than that. So you know, I think that's one of those things that, you know, I've probably done it. I've been playing for a while since I was a kid. So, you know, the imagination was there.
Thanks.
Okay. And next we'll go to Jeff Svoboda. Go ahead, Jeff.
Thanks, Glenn. Thanks, Jack. Just in general, I know you were looking for a new opportunity, a chance to kind of get a fresh start. And to come here in Columbus, obviously you get that. And it just looks like your confidence is soaring right now with the ice time you're getting and the players you're playing with and things like that. Is it fair to say? I mean, you just feel kind of like a new start here and the confidence is going pretty well?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. But it doesn't stop at seven games or whatever I've played. So, you know, I got to stay consistent. You know, the opportunity hasn't been taken yet, so I got to keep on pushing forward to, you know, make myself better and help the team win.
And just in general, last night, 11 goals between the two teams, probably not what people would expect in a Columbus-Carolina game, but did you just like, for you guys, your defensive structure more in this game and the way that you guys were able to play, getting out of your end zone, things like that?
I mean, I don't think we were too much better, but yeah, we did the right things. We made it tough on them defensively, by, you know, having that, the quick, north movement, and it was a good team effort. And I think we did a good job keeping the puck out of the net tonight. You know, the last game was a little bit of, a couple ridiculous calls and, some lucky bounces. There were some fortuitous bounces tonight, but that's just how it goes.
Thanks, Jack.
Finally, we'll go to Dave Metzl. Go ahead, Dave.
Thanks. Jack, I wonder if you could just speak to the patience that it takes to win a game like this. Not a whole lot of chances either way. You guys had to stay patient and wait for the right opportunity.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we just, like I said, you know, pushing the puck north and keeping everything going that way. So, you know, they definitely did a good job pushing back on us. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, you know, we locked it down defensively and brought a better game.
And finally, just to kind of follow up on one of Jeff's questions, I talked to a guy who knows your game pretty well, and he said you just look more comfortable out there. Are you just comfortable in this rink, in this environment, and with that sweater on?
You know, I don't really know if it has much to do with that. Maybe it does, but yeah, I feel good right now, and you know, it's nice to get the win tonight, and it's a great feeling right now. So hope it lasts.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Jack.